Hi, this is Brian Miller. If you're like me, when you're listening to my daddy, it sounds just like this. Blah, 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 blah.
811 at WFMD. It's the Morning News Express. 301-694-9363. 301-694-WFMD. In the studio, I got a couple of great, fantastic people. First off, we're going to talk to, we're going to say hi to my mom. Everybody slide up close to the microphones there. It's Mother's Day this Sunday, so we brought my mom in here for the last hour of the program, which, by the way, let everybody know, but you're probably up at 4 o'clock in the morning anyway. You could have been here when I got here.
Yeah, almost.
Yeah, okay. Just to walk the dogs. We're going to talk to her in a couple of minutes, but and you can jump in on this conversation, Mom, because you're part of the show today.
Oh, this is it.
You're part of the show. Marilyn Miller, part of the show. And also in the studio is Jim Rada, right? He has written a book. He's a local author. He's written a book called The Secrets of Catoctin Mountain, and wanted to kind of share this kind of book with people. Tell me a little bit about you, first of all, Jim.
I'm a full-time freelance writer. I do, besides books, I do magazine articles,
you work for newspaper columns. Do you do some stuff for Freddie Magazine?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do some articles for them. I enjoy doing that. I have six different newspaper columns that I do for newspapers in Pennsylvania and Maryland. And most of it, probably 80% of what I do, is history-oriented.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about the genesis behind the secrets of the Catoctin Mountain.
Well, I've been writing about the northern end of the mountain for years. I like a lot of the stories that I'm... And they all seem to my favorite stories all seem to be from the mountain. And last year I started a class, teaching a class at FCC called Secrets of Catoctin Mountain. And developing that class, I had to expand my scope and look at other places along the mountain because it runs from Thurmont down to north of Leesburg. So I had to look at places like Point of Rocks and Braddock Heights and Loudoun County for their interesting stories of the mountain, and I found a lot, and there's still probably more I'll find as I keep writing.
Tell me a particular story that when you maybe had an idea of what the story was about, but then when you started to do a little research, you kind of went, oh, hey, that's nothing like I thought it was. Is there anything like that in the book?
After the slave era in the 1860s, some of the slaves recorded their biographies for a book that was published in the 1860s, I believe. And one of those slaves was from Leesburg and had escaped and made his way up along the mountain into Pennsylvania. And I've kind of expected it to be more, you know, that he had a more guided path, mm-hmm. that he knew where he was going. I mean, he was lost in the mountain. He and two others were lost in the mountain for 3 or 4 days, nearly starving to death because they were afraid to approach anybody. So they really didn't know that they were in a safe area until they just finally got so desperate they had to approach somebody and get some help. And that kind of surprised me. I kind of figured when they set off that on the Underground Railroad that they would have people who were helping them along the way, because that's the other types of stories you read when you read about that. So that was a bit of a surprise.
So did you do what everybody else does? They go into the Catoctin Mountains, go to Camp David, and stop your vehicle so the armed guards would come and tell you to move along?
I did that once. it was with my mother. I was taking her up. And
we did that with my dad.
I thought I'd show her, you know, the mountain, and we went on there, and we just stopped for a little bit in front of the sign and all, so I could point it out to her. And about a quarter mile later, we were getting pulled over by the police. And it's like, we were just looking at the sign, officer. We weren't doing anything wrong.
You know, there's a lot. I mean, that's interesting because you have that. You also have the site R, which everybody's not supposed to know about, but everybody knows about it.
I just wrote about that recently in an article for a magazine. And actually, that's not
part of the Catoctin Mountain?
It's not on Catoctin Mountain.
Okay.
It's Raven Rock Mountain.
Okay.
But I think my favorite story in there, and it's been my favorite story for a long time, is the secret spy training camp during World War II that was on Catoctin Mountain.
You're shaking your head, Mom. You know about that, too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't know about that one.
Yeah, it's OSS was the forerunner of CIA, and it got its start during World War II. Catoctin Mountain was one of the training camps, and so they'd train in hand-to-hand combat and demolitions and sabotage, safe cracking, all those neat types of guerrilla skills. And there's some John Ford, the five-time Oscar winner for those famous Westerns with John Wayne and whatnot, he came up and he filmed a propaganda, I guess it was a propaganda film or a newsreel type of film, of the training that took place there. So you can see that on Catoctin Mountain's website. They have clips of it. So you can see them getting training with weapons, and they had a forerunner to Hogan's Alley. So they'd send the trainees into this dark building where they had to make their way through, and cardboard cutouts of Nazis would pop out at them, and they'd have to shoot and in a certain amount of time to make their way through the spook house, they called it. And so there was a lot of neat things. It's like a classic war story when you mm-hmm. read what was happening up there.
So tell me a little bit about where people can get the book. And And we were talking about off air about this is a self-published book.
Right.
But it's very well done. Tell me where people can get this.
Anywhere that orders books can get it, because it's carried by Ingram and Baker & Taylor as national distributors. So you can go to Barnes & Noble or Curious Iguana in town, the E-Plus Copy Center in Emmitsburg. Any place online, because all the online retailers get their books through Ingram and Baker & Taylor, so they can all order it.
So how do, because if you can get it, I mean, as a self-published writer, how hard is it to get to that level to where you can get it all online with Ingram & Taylor? Is it, you know, the inroads to getting a book like that?
That aspect of it, getting it carried nowadays by those national distributors, not too hard at all. Used to be a lot harder when I started doing this. It's getting your book noticed by readers so they order it. Mm-hmm. That's the trick, doing all the marketing that you have to do. I do lots of shows and book signings and talks, and I'll be at the Main Street Visitor Center in Thurmont tonight doing a book signing during their Sip and Stroll. So it's just, you know, I do maybe 70 different types of events a year as far as marketing all my books.
Okay, so that's going to be where tonight?
In Thurmont, Street? They have their Sip and Stroll, and I'll be at the Main Street Center, their visitor center, on Water Street, and 6 to 8, and I'll be signing copies of the books there, of my books.
Well, I appreciate it. It's called Secrets of the Catoctin Mountain, Little Known Stories and Hidden History, and Frederick and Loudoun Counties, Jim Rada is our guest. I appreciate you stopping by. Good luck with selling the book. Thank you very much. It's 8:19, Free Talk 930 WFMD. Let's get a look at your 930 WFMD traffic. For Mid-Maryland commuters, Katie Ryan has all the details for you this morning.